History Pod Podcast, Episode 3. Welcome to the History Pod Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Joyce, and on this episode of the History Pod, we're going to be discussing a topic that you probably know something about, and that is the Seven Wonders of the Ancient World. Now, maybe you've just heard of them somewhere, maybe you can name a couple, but can you name all of them? Chances are you'll be missing a few, because there are some obscure ones that not everybody has heard of. But on this episode of the History Pod, we're going to delve into some of the aspects of the various seven wonders of the ancient world and see what we can uncover. The Seven Wonders of the Ancient World is a list of notable Mediterranean landmarks derived primarily from the travel guidebooks of Greece throughout the first millennium BCE. The Seven Wonders included the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Colossus of Rhodes, the Mausoleum of Mausolos at Halicarnassus, the Lighthouse of Alexandria, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, and the Great Pyramid of Giza. With the exception of the Great Pyramid, all of the Seven Wonders were destroyed before the 16th century CE, due largely to natural disasters. We begin our tour of the Seven Wonders with the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, a massive structure of tiered gardens that archaeologists have still been unable to pinpoint the exact location of. This failure to uncover solid evidence has prompted the question of whether the gardens ever actually existed, with the most prominent evidence for their existence coming from the accounts of Greek historians, who could have been merely recording popular myth. As these accounts tell it, the Hanging Gardens were built by Babylonian King Nebuchadnezzar II in about 600 BCE, who built them for his wife, a Median who longed for the lush plant life of her homeland. Also, according to these accounts, the gardens consisted of multiple terraces of planters with overhanging vegetation, all irrigated by a complex water distribution system. Second on our list of the Seven Wonders is the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, a massive likeness of the god that stood 40 feet tall. The statue was carved by Phidias around 435 BCE, and was composed mainly of ivory with accents in gold plating. Zeus's likeness remained in a temple in Olympia, Greece, and drew visitors from across the Mediterranean. Seated on a throne of precious stone-inlaid cedarwood, the towering figure of Zeus was documented by several visitors to be truly awe-inspiring. And on the topic of giant statues of Greek gods, we have our third Seven Wonder of the World, and that is the Colossus of Rhodes, which at over 100 feet was a giant sculpture of Helios, the Greek god of the sun. The statue was built to commemorate a Rhodian victory against one of Alexander the Great's generals, and was constructed by Charis of Lindos between 292 and 280 BCE. While many fanciful descriptions of the Colossus display it as having straddled the entrance to the harbor of Rhodes, with ships sailing through its legs, it is highly unlikely that this is the case, largely due to logistical difficulties at the time. The Colossus was destroyed in 224 BCE during an earthquake, when it broke apart at the knees and collapsed onto the land. There have been proposals to rebuild the Colossus as a possible source of tourism for Rhodes, however at present no reconstruction efforts have been made. Next on our list of the Seven Wonders is the Mausoleum of Mausolos, probably best known as the source of the word mausoleum. The structure was a tomb built for Mausolus, an important Persian authority in the 4th century BCE. Constructed between 353 and 350 BCE, the building measured 135 feet tall and was embellished with the work of four prominent Greek sculptors. Despite surviving multiple attacks on the city of Halicarnassus, the mausoleum was structurally damaged by a series of earthquakes, and by the early 15th century CE, it was largely in ruins. Polished marble blocks from the structure can be seen, however, in a nearby castle built in the late 15th century CE, which used the ruins of the mausoleum as building materials. Fifth on our list is the Lighthouse of Alexandria, a towering structure built on the island of Pharos off the coast of Alexandria in Egypt. The lighthouse may have measured as tall as 440 feet, making it one of the tallest structures in the world around the time of its construction. Originally, the structure was solely intended to be a prominent marker for Alexandria's port, However, around the 1st century CE, reflective mirrors were installed in its uppermost section, and a fire was lit at night. This transformed the tower into a fully functional lighthouse, providing navigational aid to ships as far as 35 miles offshore. The lighthouse was structurally damaged in the 14th century CE as a result of multiple earthquakes, and was eventually scrapped for building materials during the construction of Fort Kotby on the island in the 15th century. Our next wonder, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, went through several phases of existence, with the most famous being a design of solid marble, with an impressive statue of the goddess Artemis featured prominently. The temple is described by first-hand accounts to have been 337 by 180 feet at its base, with its roof supported by columns 60 feet tall. The building was burned to the ground in 356 BCE by a man named Herostratus, who committed the crime in an attempt to gain everlasting fame. Ephesian authorities outlawed the recording of Herostratus' name, however it was documented anyway, and the term Herostratic fame still exists as a description of the motivation to achieve fame through a similar act as Herostratus's. The last of the seven wonders on our tour is the Great Pyramid of Giza, the only one of the seven to remain intact today. Remarkably, the Great Pyramid was also the first by far of the wonders to be constructed, with its origins dating back to about 2570 BCE. The pyramid was built to serve as a tomb for the Egyptian pharaoh Khufu, and had an original height of about 481 feet, which has now been reduced to about 455 feet. The ancient structure was the world's tallest building until the construction of the Lincoln Cathedral spire in England about 1300 CE. The pyramid contains three known interior chambers, including the King's Chamber, measuring 17 by 34 by 19 feet, the Queen's Chamber, measuring 19 by 17 by 15 feet, and the Unfinished Chamber, an imprecise cutout into the bedrock beneath the pyramid. Recent archaeological evidence suggests that there may be another chamber beneath the Queen's Chamber, and that this may be the location of Pharaoh Khufu's remains, which have yet to be found. This concludes our tour of the Seven Wonders of the Ancient World, a truly unique collection of important landmarks from the past throughout the Mediterranean. While the Great Pyramid of Giza is the only wonder still standing, all of the seven persist vividly in the writings of numerous historians and travelers over centuries of history. And that does it for this episode of the History Pod podcast. You can visit the History Pod's website at historypod.everythingdigital.org. You can email me at alan@everythingdigital.org. And you can subscribe to the podcast feed if you're not already. There is a link at historypod.everythingdigital.org that you can click on, and it will open it directly in iTunes. Or you can copy the link and paste it into your podcast receiver of choice. That's it. Thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.